rest of the story. At the Legion Stadium, they used to have prize fights every Friday night. Plenty of mediocre fights and one outstanding one. That was the night of July 21. Fists flailing, blood splattering, a controversial decision. By the way, it was not one of the scheduled fights in the ring. It was a brawl down on the stadium floor. Two men and their wives. And this is the rest of the story. Wally was a professional dancer turned screenwriter. His first screenplay was about a gangster and a chorus girl. A gangster and a chorus girl. The movie was titled Broadway Through a Keyhole. Supposed to be fiction. Not really. Wally actually knew the people he'd written about. The mobster, the nightclub singer, even the fellow the floozy eventually married. Wally did not know that his story had angered anybody, but it had. Now, the gangster in the story, Johnny Costello, had in real life already been bumped off, so he was not complaining, but his former girlfriend was plenty upset, and so was her current husband, Big Al. And where we came in is starting to make sense now, isn't it? The offended couple, Big Al and his wife, go to the Friday night fights at the Legion Stadium one summer evening, look down the aisle and see Wally, and see Red. This is not just the screenwriter who has invaded his family's privacy. This is the man who made his wife cry. So, Al lunges at Wally from behind, throws a wild right that misses, and then a left that connects, and Wally goes down. But then he's up, and he cocks his right, and suddenly his wife, Wally's wife, takes off her shoe and sends it thundering down on Big Al's head. In another instant, Al's wife is taking a swipe at Wally's wife, and Wally is flailing away, and Al is covering his face. And well, by the time all this was over, nobody really cared about what's happening in the ring, and nobody but nobody can say for sure who won the knockdown dragout on the stadium floor. The next day, Big Al was displaying his skinned knuckles for reporters, and Wally was showing off his wife's deadly shoe. We are inclined to believe that in the world of entertainment, things these days are more outrageous than ever before. Well, perhaps in some ways that is true, but these were other days. This was once upon a time when a vaudeville hoofer turned writer, whom you remember as Broadway columnist and broadcaster Walter Winchell. When Walter Winchell in 1933 wrote a story for the movies about entertainer Ruby Keeler and her old boyfriend Johnny Costello, the gangster, and about her husband Big Al. And it was Big Al who started the Friday night fight they talked about for years at the Hollywood Legion Stadium. Big Al, whom you may remember as the jazz singer, Al Jolson. Only now you know the rest of the story.